Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
I have been speaking to you about praise in the last two messages. Today I have another subject of praise, and that is called victory in praise. And the Bible text is from James chapter 1, verses 2 and 3. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. Amen.
Amen.
I heard people say, if you become a Christian, you won't have any more problems at all. Whoever says that is a liar. It's not true. The Bible never says that you will have no more problems. In opposite, it says trials are going to come. Even Jesus said, in this world you have trouble, but be courageous because I have overcome the world. Do you think Jesus, the Son of God, had no problems when he was tried in the desert by the devil? Do you think it was no problem to him when he was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane that if possible the cup should not come to him? Do you think it was no problem to him when he was nailed to the cross? Jesus had the same problems that we have. Right? He doesn't have to pay for house bills or for electricity bills, but he has much bigger problems, and he paid with his own blood. Whenever a problem came to him and he overcame, the angels came to serve him. So it's only right that we fight until we have victory. God had promised the Israelites to lead them into the promised land. They crossed the Jordan River, but there was a big city of Jericho. They praised God. Thank you, God, that we got through the river on dry ground. But now, what is next? This city was powerful. There was no way to overcome it, not even to enter it. But the promise was there. And maybe they said, oh, we have a promise, but maybe it is not true. We cannot take it. Please read Joshua chapter 6 by yourself, the whole chapter. It tells the story. God gave the Israelites the plan of how to take the city without a fight. The battle was to be won with a high praise of God in their mouths. The battle was won with high praises in their mouths. God commanded them to walk around the city for 6 days without making a sound. On the seventh day, they were to walk around again, but seven times this day. And on the seventh time, they were to blow the trumpet and shout the praises of God. And the walls would come down and they would take the city. And so they did. And so it happened. The people didn't have to fight the battle. They just had to obey God's instructions. So simple. They were shouting and praising God, and God gave them victory. We too have our spiritual Jerichos. Well, we must take the glory, we must take it for God's glory. God has desires and dreams and goals for us, for our goodness. So we all have to take the Jericho. We need to take it into possession. But God has promised to give us the spiritual Jericho. It will be done by His power and for His glory, not by our own strength. He wants us to give Him praise for everything. Israel had natural enemies and giants, and they had to fight against them. Our fight is not against natural enemies, but against rulers, authorities, powers of this dark world, and spiritual forces of evil. They have all been defeated by Jesus Christ, but they're still active. We need to take our stand in Jesus' victory, declaring the word of God and praising God for our triumph in Christ. God didn't promise that we wouldn't have any problem in our lives. He did promise, but He didn't promise no trouble, but He did promise that through Him we can conquer every trouble, because He promised in the victory in every circumstance of life through Christ. When you come up against spiritual Jerichos, begin to overcome them with praise and the word of God. The word of God has promises. 1 John 4:4, it says, "Great is he that is in the world, greater is the one in me than the one who is in the world." 4 13, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." 1 Peter 2:24, "By his stripes I am healed." Romans 8:37, "I am more than a conqueror through Christ." 2 Corinthians 2:14, "God always promises me the victory in every circumstance." Philippians 4:19, "All my needs are met according to his glorious riches through Jesus Christ." So after you have stood your ground on the word of God, then you demonstrate your faith in God's miracle working power to give you the rightful possession by praising Him. As you praise God wholeheartedly in faith, watch those obstacles falling down in front of you. No devil, no evil circumstance can stay in your presence when you learn to praise God sincerely with all your heart. God never promised that we wouldn't have any trials, but He did promise to give us the victory in Christ. But you have to believe the word of God, so you God will be, you have to believe in the Lord, and your God, so that you will be established. You're going to have to believe the word of God before you can be established and prosper in life. Do you want problems to be falling in front of you? I'm sure all of us want that. So begin to shout and praise God with a voice of triumph, because you know who you are in Christ. Praise God for who you are. Shout and praise God with a voice of triumph, because you are fully persuaded that the God who promised is also able to perform. Faith believes, faith trusts, and therefore faith praises. Boldly proclaim your faith in God even when problems are too big. Declare your faith. No problem is too big for our God. The Israelites won every major battle through the offensive weapon of praise and worship. God used the praise of the Israelites to defeat the enemies. In Christ, we have even more power to overcome enemies by praise. When trouble comes your way, don't stop looking around what to do. Don't dig underneath. Don't crawl over it. Don't go around it. Just keep marching, standing on the promises of God as you march. Don't slow down the step in obedience to what the Lord has told you to do. Just keep marching. But with all your might, diligently quote the word in the face of every barrier and obstacle. All my needs are met according to God's riches in glory. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I cannot fail with the great one inside me, and I keep marching. Imagine the Israelites just left slavery and they were still on Egyptian ground when the enemy came after them. Left and right there was desert. Before them was the Red Sea. And they thought, sure, our enemies are going to kill us. But for God, nothing is impossible. And so he opened the way through the sea. Again, they were before the Jordan, which ran over its banks. And Joshua commanded to march. There was no question about the situation. Just march, and you will see the victory. Still, the water was running as the priests put their feet in the water. Just march. If you stand at the word, if you stand on the word in faith and give him praise, sooner than you think, the barrier will begin to fall and you can march over it on top of it. Begin to praise God for his wonderful faithfulness to his promises. He is faithful to what he said. Praise God for his mercy and use forever. Nothing can stop a child of God when he learns how to praise God from the depth of his heart. And if you don't get further, start singing praises to God. Don't sing songs of need or songs of defeat. Sing praises to God. Singing the high praise of God will lift your spirit and help you to bring these circumstances in perspective. Singing praises to God helps you to focus on him and make these circumstances diminishing in size compared to the greatness of God. Your help comes from God, therefore look to him and not on what you're going through. Sing praises and lift your eyes up in focus on the God who is more than enough and who is big enough to rescue you. God promises that if you are walking in line with the word of God in every area of your life, no weapon that is forged against you can prosper. As you stand on the word and praise God, the barrier must come down. The more you magnify your problem by talking and contemplating on it, the bigger the problem it gets. The word of God promises there is nothing that can stand against the power of God. God promises that you can walk over any barrier by the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving God all the praise and glory. In 2 Samuel chapter 22 verse 13, it says, "For by you I can run against the troop. By my God I can leap over the wall." Praise the Lord. It's easy to praise and worship God when all is going well. It's easy to say every day with Jesus better than the day before when there is no problem. When there is no challenge, you can easily praise and worship. But what if the clouds are getting dark? The lightning strikes. The rain is pelting down. That is when you have to prove your faith. You have to prove your faith. That is when you have to praise God and worship Him. That is when you must focus on God and not on the problems. You praise whatever happens around you and inside of you. Trouble and tests are in life as long as we are on this earth. In heaven, we have no more problems. But the Bible says that the trial of your faith is more precious than gold. You understand this? The trial of your faith is more precious than gold. You can read that in 1 Peter 1:7. The trial of faith works patience. The Bible also says you have victory in Christ if you will stand your ground with the word and steadfastly believe God. When circumstances look the worst, that's not a time to get your faith weak. That's a time to boldly proclaim God's praises for His faithfulness to His word. You have to lay the foundation in your heart with the word. Your foundation must be the word. If you don't have the word, you have nothing to say. If you don't put God's word in your heart, when the crisis of life comes, you have nothing you can stand or lean against. So you must have the word in your heart. In a bleak situation, in the midst of utter despair, lift your hands and praise the Lord. Start to make declarations. Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. The devil will not destroy me. With God on my side, I cannot be defeated. God is for me and with me. If God is for us, who can be against us? What can be against us if God is for me? You can't give up when circumstances don't go your way. That's not the time to give up. That's the time to dig deeper into God. Determine before God that you would never give up. Tell God, I never give up whatever happens. Keep praising God and believe Him for every trace of the problem to disappear. Praise God in daytime. Praise God at night time. Praise God wherever you go. While you're driving the car, you can praise God. When the devil comes against you with fear and doubt, pray and sing praises to God. With God, Nothing is impossible. Dare to stand upon the word of God for all and expect a miracle. Dare to thank and praise God for your miracle before you see it being manifested. There's power in the name of Jesus and in singing praises to Him. So expect the miracle to happen. As you are singing, as you're praising, expect something to happen. The Israelites had to walk around Jericho. They didn't see any change. There was no change at all. But when they praised, it happened. There's power in the name of Jesus and power in singing praises. Whatever you face in your life, if you will learn how to praise God before you see your answer, God will give you the victory. Whatever you need of God is available right now. If you start to take God at His word, and praise Him for His provision. You don't need to have someone to help you to praise. You don't have to call a prayer line or a pastor to help you to praise. You can just begin to call on God and praise His name, but all by yourself. You don't need anybody else. If you're alone, just praise. Praise for the situation. And you will see your impossible situation will become possible with God. Answers to perplexing problems come as you are praising God. It says in the Bible that the praise of God's people ascend unto Him as a sweet smelling aroma. It doesn't matter what you need from God. The Word of God declares that God has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in Christ Jesus. God has your answer for you. But you will have to appropriate by faith what already belongs to you. One way you do that is by sincere, heartfelt praise, because praise says, "Thank you, Father, by faith I receive my answer now." Learn to constantly praise God and walk in the light of His word. Praise God in the midst of despair when all is dark. All is dark around you. You can't see your way. You stand with God and you praise Him. Even the circumstances of life look gloomy, stand your ground and praise the Lord. Amen.